This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That line from Vrabel jumped out to me yesterday where he's like, well, every day they're showing us something.
They're out there. We certainly have a lot of them. Wide receivers.
It was not.
No.
Much of an upsell for the wide receiver room, which aligns with something we talked about yesterday. They were trying to trade for Rashad Bateman.
Yeah.
They tried to sign Chris Godwin. They maybe not were in on the DK Metcalfs of the world and players like that. Maybe they'll be in on Terry McLaurin, but like they're not happy with their receiver room, and Vrabel can't hide it. I mean, he can't. He's not talking up this room at all, and he shouldn't.
Worst position group on the team? I mean, Steph Diggs can impact that significantly.
I would argue, can I just say tackle instead of O-line? Like, I would argue, because I don't even know that Will Campbell's a tackle.
All right, so I guess if you're iffy on Will Campbell, then maybe it's the lineman. I'm a little bit more confident in Will Campbell, and I think Morgan Moses is at least a real right tackle.
I don't know if he's going to play 17 games, but when he's out there, he's a real right tackle, yeah.
But we don't know how many games Steph Diggs is going to play, and then I feel like the next best receiver, I don't think, is as good as Morgan Moses is at tackle, and maybe even Will Campbell is at tackle.
Fair.
You know, just because Kyle Williams is the third round pick.
I'm looking at it, and I'm like, I'm more confident in Diggs whenever he's out there than Campbell. But, yeah, after
that. It's so much on Diggs.
That's true.
Right? Because so I think going into
regardless, we're splitting hairs. It's a bad position group on the team.
Right, and they both were after. And they used a really high draft pick. They used some money on both spots. They tried to upgrade it. It seemed like they did a better job of upgrading defensive spots that, even though they could have used the upgrade, it wasn't like a glaring scream for help need. But that's still how they spent a lot of their money.
Well, that was something Vrabel said yesterday, and you're right. He's like, well, we invested in the front seven, and we need the front seven.
They need to be good.
And that to me made it sound like, and it makes sense with who he was as a player and as a coach in Tennessee, that made it sound like Vrabel, that's what they wanted to do. Like, that was their plan. It wasn't just by accident they fell into spending money there. That was their plan. And so the byproduct of that, if you're going to spend in your front seven, then you got to skimp elsewhere. Yeah. And they skimped elsewhere, all right, in the wide receiver room. Drake May said something that caught my ear about Steph Diggs, too. There's a lot of people excited. Andy Hart is not one of them.
No.
Unless he changes tune yesterday. I'm not sure if I heard him specifically on Diggs.
Down on the Patriots altogether.
Yeah, well, no, that's true.
Yeah.
And he's down on, like, Efton Chisholm. I heard him talking about that. I don't know if I heard Andy yesterday specifically on Diggs.
Stick in the mud.
I know after some of the videos he saw, he was down on Diggs. But most people are pretty excited. This caught my ear from Drake May when asked about Stephon Diggs yesterday.
I've seen Stephon Diggs out there with you guys a little bit more in the past few weeks. Just what are your first impressions of him and just getting to play with him?
Yeah, he seems like, you know, awesome teammate. You know, he's my next door to my locker mate, so he's, you know, one down from beside me. You know, we talk all the time. He's a veteran in this league. He's made a lot of plays, played in a lot of big-time games. So just an awesome voice for the receiver room, for this offense. He's playing some playoff games. He's had some big games. And I think, you know, once he kind of recovers and he's getting back out there, I'm looking forward to, you know, be able to, you know, throw him footballs. And just it's always good having, you know, a guy like that on your team.
once he kind of recovers.
Yeah, he's not doing the competitive stuff. So no, I think that's what he's talking about.
I guess, but yeah. Like, I don't, just putting it that way from your quarterback,
yeah,
who Mike Vrabel is trying to turn into a leader. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. We spent some time on that yesterday. May and his leadership abilities, and is he where Vrabel thinks he should be? But he's like, yeah, well, when he recovers. I mean, that's telling you he's not recovered from the quarterback, right?
But yeah, but that also, because he's not taking part in the competitive drills, right, I think that's also viewed, he's not fully recovered.
Well,
clearly.
Sure, but a lot of people are looking at it going, he looks awesome. And Drake May's like, he's not recovered yet.
Well, no, he looks awesome in, like, I guess what he can even do or what he's been cleared to do, right? Like, he's out there, but the fact that he's not involved in the, like, so when you see Drake May goes like 14 of 18 or whatever.
Yeah, he's not throwing.
That's not two Steph Diggs.
Right. Not, so, like, not, he's not competitively anyway. Maybe in some of the drills warming up, yeah.
Right, but I still look at that as fine. Like, this guy tore his ACL on Halloween. It's early June, and so he's not clear for that. I think that's fine.
I think he looks great in these videos, by the way.
Yeah, oh, but do you think like, Drake May's like...
I think Drake May's telling you he's not... I'm wondering if he's telling you he's not going to be ready week one. And
I don't think Drake May even knows that.
That's what I wonder.
Maybe. But I don't think he knows. He just knows that he's had these handful of practices where it does seem like it's gotten better, by the way, right? He started out four picks next day.
Oh, May's
low percentage.
May's definitely been better.
But like, none of that involves Steph Diggs. So like, maybe like warming up and like they put him next to him in the locker room. I think that's probably a good sign. Like, you want those guys very much on the same page. But they're not doing a whole lot on the field together right now. And it's because he's not fully recovered.
No, just to your point, May yesterday, 14 out of 18, 8 of 8 to start practice, 2 red zone periods. He was 6 for 9, touchdowns to nice. Douglas, Bourne, and Trevion Henderson, which I found interesting.
Douglas, Bourne, okay. Not a lot of Polk Baker talk.
No, I wouldn't expect that.
Again,
every day they're showing us something. Not necessarily touchdowns.
Maybe how to get cut.
And so where is Steph Diggs in his recovery? I didn't love that answer personally from Drake May. Maybe I'm reading too much into it. Wouldn't be the first time. And Vrabel sounds down on the receiver room in general.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.